Hi, friends. I'm Annie F. Downs. Let's read the Gospels. In just under 2 weeks, we are going to go through the Let's Read the Gospels guided journal together here on the podcast. It includes a whole new reading plan that we've never done before on this podcast. So make sure you've grabbed your copy from Amazon or Target or your favorite local bookstore, wherever you love to buy books. This is also the perfect opportunity to read the Gospels with a friend or someone you're discipling. So text that person today so you can both start with us on April 1st. There's also a private Facebook group available to you if you have the journal. We're going to use this as a way to process and discuss what we've learned each day. So just head to the link in the show notes to sign up for that, our Gospel Guided Journal Book Club. And when you do, you also get a free download of 5 prayers to go alongside the Gospels Guided Journal. Again, you just head to the link in the show notes to sign up for that. Okay. Let's read the Gospels. The Gospels are the first 4 books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the stories of Jesus Christ's life on earth, the friendships, the parables, the sacrifices, the meals, the miracles. So here is how this works. I'm going to read 1 chapter to you today. You can listen or read along in your own Bible, and then I'll mention a verse or an idea that stood out to me, and then I'll pray, and that's it. So today is March 19th, and I will be reading Luke 14 from the New International Version. Luke 14. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There in front of him was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull it out?" And they had nothing to say. When he noticed how the guest picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you'll be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of these who are invited will get a taste of my banquet.' Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.' Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. That is Luke 14 in the NIV. I'm thinking about the great banquet part. Jesus says, you know, throw parties for people who can't pay you back. Throw parties for people who can't help you in return. And in fact, as we're recording, I stopped and wrote a note of something that came to my mind when I read that. And so I'm just curious and encourage you, if something comes to your mind, if a person comes to your mind while we're reading the Gospels, if an idea comes to your mind while we're reading the Gospels, if a concept stands out to you, as we talked about every day in January through March, pay attention to that. Like, let's have ears to hear. Like Jesus says at the end, let's have ears to hear what might stand out to us. So if someone came to your mind and you think they should hear this today, send them this episode, or you should just reach out. You could, I don't like to should people. You could just reach out and see how they're doing or make a note of what stood out to you. It's intentional today. So let's pray together. Jesus, yeah, we just trust you. Holy Spirit, we trust you in our minds. We want the mind of Christ, the mind that is focused and paying attention and notices what matters most. So the people that came to our mind, the ideas that came to our minds, the things that stood out to us today, would you just tell us what to do next? What is the next thing? Now that you've brought that to mind, what is the next thing, Holy Spirit? So we love you. We're listening. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.